Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
They're a four-piece band out of Joburg. They assembled towards the end of 2014. They've just released their second EP. It's called Aminals, right?
Aminals.
Aminals. Aminals. I like it. Everything has to be different. Well, if you're wearing spandex in the music video, you may as well follow through with the title of the EP. Let's say what's happening now too on vocals and rhythm guitar. Ari Brest, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm great. How are
it's
you?
Been about 10 years since I've seen this guy. Yeah. Last time I saw you was in school uniforms. Alright, and on bass guitar, Tyler Sanderson, what's happening?
How's it going?
That beard game is very strong, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very strong. That's how many months have you been growing out?
The winter warmer. Quite honestly, it doesn't take me long.
Really?
Yeah, I think I shaved maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago. So... It comes along strong.
Yeah, you'll see in the photo we'll do for the podcast in a bit now. So has he got the best beard in the group?
Yes, I think. Geez, if I had to do it in stages, Justin would probably be first.
A little bit patchy.
Jake grows a pretty good beard.
Okay.
I think I wouldn't be able to tell who's grows a better beard between me and Jake. Otherwise, Tyler definitely takes the cake.
Tyler's got it.
It's the thread count.
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Dank.
Nice. I haven't heard that word in a while. Okay. Talk to me about starting a band. How did this all kick off?
Well, that starts with Tyler.
I've been playing in bands or just been in the music scene for about 6 years now. Myself and Jake, our guitarist, we went to school together, so I've known him for ages. And we had a band roughly around 6 years ago, myself, Jake, my older brother, and Jakey, who's now playing drums for Short Straw.
Cool.
I started up a band called Columbus. That was about a 2-3 year project. My brother then moved over to the UK, and Jake and I just wanted to carry on and keep the momentum going. We met Ari through friends of friends and came to the realization that he was a pretty good singer. And then Justin, our drummer, has also been in the music scene for about 10 years now. So it was fairly easy to find our place in it and keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, because it's quite a commitment that, you know, a group of people have to make. You got to commit to working for a certain amount of time every week. You also then kind of have to find a sound that's going to fit all four people. And how do you begin to navigate the sound of a band when you're putting it together?
Yeah, I think that we all, you know, joined in with our own inspiration. I think what's nice about the process of writing music is that we don't necessarily have a goal. You know, we come with ideas and we just work and workshop them and compromise until we come up with something that we're all happy with. That way it's better because you don't have any expectations and then it just kind of goes in a direction that seems natural and organic.
Got to keep it organic. Now, how much of what you write about and put into the music, I would imagine all of it, I'm asking a dumb question now, but is rooted in what's happening in your own lives?
Well, I guess Ari should probably answer it in terms of the lyrical content. In terms of the music content, like you were saying, it was really easy for us to all come with our own influences and our own favorite bands and whatnot. And by combining each of those influences, we've ended up with Box's sound.
Mm.
But in terms of lyrical content, I think Ari can take it from there.
Okay. So I think lyrics come after, like, melody. Because the first thing I'd hear is just, you know, the melody.
Mm.
And with that kind of comes, you know, like, consonant sounds and, like, the rhythm of it. And then from that... lyrics that you know seem appropriate for that would come to, and then the first kind of lyrics that you know come into my head, I would base the song, like associate the rest of the song with that. So generally the songs aren't too deep about much.
Mm.
Some of them make sense to some personal stuff, and some of them are just completely arbitrary, like R2-D2.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's the meaning of that? Completely at random, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, I mean, the amount of creativity that goes into this is hella impressive. I saw the music video, we spoke about that a little earlier on, it's fantastic. And creatively, whether it is the logo, whether it's what the music sounds like, whether it's what it just visually comes across as when you're pushing it, there's a lot of creativity that goes into this. And certainly you must feel like your sort of relationships with creativity are pretty fulfilled in the context of this band, right?
Yeah, I think that it's either by luck or, you know, coincidence that when we joined, we all actually have very similar sense of humor, and I think that kind of contributes a lot to our brand. So, you know, anything we make generally comes with, you know, a strange sense of humor. If you, like, check out our music videos, you'll see that we, like, you know, we have a very lightheartedness to ourselves. Our social media presence as well. And even just the, our sound, you know, it's fun and joyful. It's friendly rock and roll.
Talk to me about taking it on stage and out of the studio and into an uncontrolled environment of people that are drunk and people that are hanging out and people that are this and people that are that. And the live experience of what you do, where do you sit with that? Because some artists will say, yeah, the studio is where the magic is. Some will say, you know, it's on stage where the magic is. Where does it lie predominantly for you guys?
That's a good question. I guess in terms of live performance, we just really try to focus on entertaining. You know, whether that's jumping around stage and trying to put on as much of a show as possible, or actually just putting on a really tight performance that people can appreciate. We quite enjoy the difference between your studio and your live. Studio is really, you know, it's a time for you to all huddle together in a room for 10 hours a day and really create this project, whereas the live side of it is actually how to represent that project to an audience. And again, I guess like Ari was saying, you know, our easygoingness and our fun sort of approach comes through in our live performances. So We've really enjoyed it. We're actually looking at taking a bit of time now to focus on the set, on our live set, and just, you know, creating that ebb and flow that you want from a performance. It's a performance at the end of the day.
Ari?
Well, I think beyond performing and studio, I think when we're all together out socially, this... Yeah, Boxer still comes through. It's just like Boxer's not just our music. It's definitely all of us together. And I think that anyone who knows us, anyone who meets us all together would see that, like, if we all together, they're going to get shit from us.
Is it a pretty competitive space, this? Like, do you take it seriously to that extent that you're like, oh, this band's doing that, they're doing that? Like, are you pretty conscious of the business side of things and, you know, getting the brand out there and all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think every band in Joburg who's ambitious will be conscious of the community and what's going on. I think there's quite a healthy competition going on because, you know, every band is pushing to do things, but at the same time, we are supporting one another a lot. Generally, if it's like a, I don't know, it could work as a trading system sometimes. If one band's got like a certain connection or something, and another band's got something else, then generally we'd compromise and, you know, help each other out with that. So like we have an event called Dank, which is pretty, it's growing quite successfully. And, you know, if, you know, Short Straws now played for us last time and they've helped us out. So they're like doing really well for themselves. And like Dank is it's a cheap party. So we can't always pay the bands what they should be paid. Although they know this beforehand. So that's why it's nice of like Short Straw, because they understand where the music scene is in Joburg and they're here to help, which is great as well.
I think it's also something that's grown over the last few years. Like if I think about, you know, 6 years ago when we were in this first band, it was very competitive, and a whole lot less supportive. Nowadays, it feels like a lot more of a community. It feels like, yeah, we want to make sure that we're, you know, keeping up with the guys around us, with our peers, but at the same time, we're all making an effort to make sure that happens. So.
And I guess now, you know, in terms of competition, it's global, because what the internet has done is it's kind of put everybody on the same stage, and been this great leveler that everybody's, I mean, you're competing with the bands in the States, you're competing with the random bands in Uruguay, you're competing with everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been very cool having you stop by. Let's wrap this up here. Where are we taking this whole thing to? What is the future of Boxer? Where's the four-piece band from Johannesburg that was assembled towards the end of 2014 taking things?
it's a good question. I guess it's all about momentum. And at the moment, we've got quite a good feel for that. So Ari did make mention of that Dank event that we're hosting. We're looking at creating that and hosting that on a two-month, three-month basis. And hopefully, if we can keep it going the way that it has been, then, you know, we might end up with a Dank festival or something along those lines.
Very cool.
And I guess just in terms of the band, we're looking forward to going back into studio, keep recording, just keep proactive, and I think things will fall into place.
Power. Well, if the music videos stay as cool as they are, that should happen. Ari, final word?
Yeah, I mean, the band is... It's a good time. It's a good time for me. It's a good time for the guys. And as long as we keep it going, you know, more good things should happen. And I don't know where it'll lead. Either way, it's definitely an important part in my life. And I'm happy, you know, just at the rhythm it's going and just playing music, and you know, meeting bands and playing with new bands and collaborating, and it's just a good time altogether. So
keeping it Dank. Did I use it correctly? Was that right?
Okay. Yeah, on point.
Fantastic. They've just released their second EP. It's called The Aminals. It's a big name working on that, Mike Wright. That there is the four-piece band out of Joburg. They're called Boxer. Ari and Tyler, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.